At 18 to 12, Warren Huntley was out at Flemington this morning. A nice brisk morning, I gather, Warren?
Yeah, I think actually, though, for this time of the year now, it was I think it was mild compared to some of the weeks that might be coming.
That's a fair call.
During the course of the day, but I'm sure we'll get cooler mornings in the weeks ahead.
Yes, definitely. And that's when you're taking a bit of a break, isn't it?
Yes. Just through to my soft style.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about some highlights this morning. And first of all, there are a couple that went quite well at the jump outs last Friday.
I just thought one in particular worth noting, Nards, was as a jump out that Embrace Me went around in, a filly from the Danny O'Brien stable who had trialled nicely and jumped out well going into her debut run, which was down the straight. She's come through that run really well, and she was really sharp in that jump out. There was a lot of focus on the jump out because Prince of Caviar, the son of Black Caviar, who's in the care of Team Hawks, was having another jump out. He had one at Werribee just going back a few weeks, and he settled off the speed and worked home nicely down the outside. But just, I thought, worth noting, because Embrace Me is heading to Ballarat tomorrow, and she looks to have come through that race really well, and she's ready to run well, holding together in her first preparation. There's obviously going to be plenty of focus on Prince of Caviar whenever he steps out. He's nom for Friday night and for Saturday, and he's likely to go around, I think, this weekend, and there'll be a lot of expectation there. And he seems to be going in the right direction, but I've never seen him put under any real pressure. But really like the way that Embrace Me is progressing, and I just thought worth mentioning her for Ballarat tomorrow.
Okay, so there's a couple that we can be keeping an eye on, in particular Embrace Me, who does head off to the races tomorrow afternoon. Also, Exaltara for Maddie Ellerton and Simon Zara. What have you made of her?
Well, she's just going really well, and I think it was as good as I've seen her go, winning last start, and she seems to be holding together really well. It's a 1,400-metre race at Sandown on Saturday, and she can head there and run well again. Just a up and running and a maintenance-type gallop this morning over 1,200 metres and just quickening up her last 400 metres, but no reason to think that she's going to run any different to what she's been running, and she was rewarded with a Metropolitan victory last start. I think she's holding together really well.
Okay, so she gets a big tick, and also what about stablemate Light Romance?
I think she's going to step up to 1,600 metres on Saturday, and she had no luck at all first up, but look, I'm also forgiving of her second up run. I think she's going a lot better than her form card suggests, and now she's had those two runs back. She had a similar type of gallop, but just over a couple of hundred metres further this morning, working over 1,400 metres. And, she's got a victory over Twitchy Frank, to her credit, at Sandown, and heading back to the Sandown on Saturday and at 1,600 metres. Those two runs under her belt, I think she may even, you know, end up, obviously without acceptances, you can't talk about markets, but her form doesn't read that well. She might be going around at reasonable odds. I think she's going better than her form card suggests.
Okay, so that's a couple there. What about Mike Moroney's horses? Was there any highlights from his stable?
Best work I saw from their stable was a galloping company. Metzen and Squaw Valley galloped over 1,000 metres, and Metzen's going really well now. I liked the way he was going into his first up run. That was the Sam's Image Nature Strip race, and he was slowly away and didn't get into that race, but he ran much better second up in an easier assignment. But with those two runs under his belt now, and I think the best I've seen of him is when he gets a bit fitter and he can just get on the speed and keep rolling. And I think now that he's had those two runs and he began a lot more cleanly last time out, that he could go to Sandown on Saturday and run really well. Expect him to be on the speed. They quicken up really nicely, just tick under 23.5 for their last 400 metres. I thought it was really nice work. And Squaw Valley, I think, is a bit preparation and just having I'm not sure where her next start might be, but gee, her work this morning was good, but in particular, I like the work of Metzen.
All right, so Metzen gets a big tick, and Chris Waller has got Andaz, who they sort of had go through paces this morning.
Yeah, just a nice, typical Chris Waller gallop over 1,000 metres, just in about 1 minute 10 and home in about 25. That's what the majority of his workhorses do, particularly when they're mid-prep, and just keeping the spring in their step but maintaining fitness. And he was a real eye-catcher at last start, Andaz. I think he'd had a throat procedure coming into this preparation, but was competitive in some good races as a young horse and looks to have things back on track now. So I just like the way he went about it, and I think he's fit now. He certainly wasn't the quickest gallop of the morning, but I think Andaz can go there to Sandown on Saturday, and he's going to really appreciate the long enough run in there and balancing up and just being able to find his feet and be strong late.
And what about opposition?
Well, interesting runner, imported galloper. I thought he'd been going okay leading into his first up run, first run in Australia for Connections and the Wallace Stable. He's come through that race well. Sometimes they take more than a run or two and maybe even a preparation to acclimatise, but I think he's going really nicely. And another one who just had a good maintenance gallop this morning, over 1,400 metres, probably as far as you see. Normally a Chris Waller-trained galloper work, but I thought it was just really nice work and quickened up strongly, but working well within himself the last 400 metres.
And you'd think that a win is just around the corner for New Mia too.
Yeah, he's going well, isn't he, Nards? And the form around him's holding up, and I think close to peak fitness now. And another one with just a good solid maintenance gallop over 1,400 metres this morning. But, I think a win is not too far away for Namir, the Godolphin runner.
And who do you think are the key horses to take out of the session?
I think Exaltara and Light Romance from the Ellet and Zara camp look to be going very well, stepping up to Sandown on Saturday. Metzen from the Moroney stable and as from the Wallace stable and Namia from the Cummings stable were the picks of what I saw this morning.
Okay, wonderful, Warren. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Thanks, Nat.